only remember the good you did for me. It was so impossible to be a dayan. All right, we'll stop here. We're holding that chesam ralef. So last mice was that the innkeeper of Rav came to visit him and he said, I want you to pass in the din for me. So Rav answered back and said, Pasul l'chol adino. No, I'm possible, I'm not fit to be a dayan for you. And Rashi says, because I'm afraid I'll remember all the good that you did for me, and I'll be in a gay of a dover, so I can't be a dayan for you. Omale Rav Rav Kano, so Rav said to Rav Kano, took a dayan. So Rav told, listen, Rav Kano, he was sitting next to him, and told, listen, you be the dayan for my innkeeper, you passed in the shayla. Chaz yod the heavy kogoyim bay. So Rav Kano saw the way the innkeeper, the man, was goyim bay. Or as goyim bay, so Rashi says it means barav. In other words, this innkeeper still felt very high about himself that he was close to Rav. He was still talking like a big shot. So Rav Kana didn't like this. So Rav Kana said to the innkeeper of Rav, if you listen to me, what I'm going to tell you, if you listen to the din, very good. But if you're not going to listen to what I have to tell you, like you're still going to think you're so great, like you have Rav on your side, if so, ma'afikna l'chor Rav mi'yanecha, I'll take Rav out of your ears. What does that mean, Rashi says? O'idiyacho shein Rav yochol l'seyecha. Why? The mishamtina l'cho, I'll put you into nidu, I'll put a band upon you. As if you're not going to change and leave over this gevoyah that you think you're so good, close to Rav, if you won't change, I'll have to put you into shamtu, into nidu. But if you change and start to listen to me, then I'll pass them for you. Now the pasuk says, Ke kotin ke godol tishmon. Whether you're big or whether you're small, you should listen. Whether it's a big shayla or a small shayla. Om Rosh Lakish. She hechove volecho din shafuto ke din shomeyamona. Means that the dying, as far as he's concerned, he should love to pass on the shayla, whether it's worth a pruto or whether it's a case of $100. It shouldn't make a difference to him. So Mura says, what do you have to teach me here? What's the chiddush over here? Elam, if you want to tell me, le yunadei or mistakai, that the dayan still has to think into the case and make sure he knows how to paskin, Rashi says, la mitoi, to the yemis of it, pshita. Like, what's the difference if the loiva owes $1 or whether he owes $100? The dayan has to look into the case to make sure he's being achai of the right one. He has to make a din emes here, din la mitoi. El, it means le akdume. The question is, which one comes first? Rashi says, "Embola fonecha din shafuta." If there's a small case where the Reuven owes Shimon a penny, a pruta, a 10 cent, a quarter, v'chazo bo dinacha shemona, and then right away comes another shayla about $100 or $1,000. So you may think to say, "Listen, I'll take care of this case first of $1,000, and then we'll go back to the simple case of a pruta." Kamash Mula know that the small case of a pruta, since that came first, you have to pass in that case first, and then you go to the second one. Plus, we had before, Lo Sugur of Naish, you should not be afraid of anybody. We had before, Samar Abchonen, Al Tachnis, the Verechm of Naish. Means you should not be afraid to say your Aedis. Do not hold it back because of a person. A person may be too strong against you. Don't be afraid of anybody. Do not hold back your Aedis, but rather say out your Aedis. The other passage says, Ki ha mishpat l'Elohim hu. The mishpat is to Hashem. So, Omer Rab Chama, what does the pasuk mean? Omer Rab Chama, Rabbi Chanina. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that Loidayin L'Rishoyim. It's not only bad that the Rishoyim, the wicked judges, Shemot L'Mizeh Momen, V'Noistel L'Zeh Shleikidin, that they passed in the wrong way to take away the money from one person and give it to the other person, Shlei Alpidin. Elo, you know what else comes out of this? Shemat Rishin Oisi L'Hachse Momen Abolov. You cause Kadosh Baruch Hu to go and return that money. Yeah, mishpat alayhim means even if the dayanim make a wrong psak, don't worry, Hashem will take care about it. I mean, not to say don't worry, but you're matriach Hashem, that Hashem will take care about it, and he'll make sure the money gets back to the real owner. So the rishoyim, the paskin wrong, are doing two things wrong. First of all, the paskin wrong, and secondly, they're being matriach Hashem to make him give back the money. Rashi says, kilu ato dan omoitzi mom miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like you're taking the money away from Hashem. Shrei olav lahach the mom and the bolov. Because when you pass in wrong, it's up to Hashem to return the money back to the owner. So you're doing two things wrong. Pasuk says, V'yadovra sheyikshe mikem. Anything that's too hard for you, come to me. That's what Moshe said. So the chura, the first part is like a little like a guy for here, like speaking great about himself. Somer of Echanina, V'yitenu Rabbi Yashia. Our dove is there because of these words that Moshe said. Rashi says, "Shenot al shrol yatzmai," that he took the leadership to himself. Nenesh Moshe, Moshe got paid back, got a punishment for this. The what? Shenem the pasuk says, "Vayikrav Moshe es mishpatam l'fnei Hashem," that Moshe brought the mishpat in front of Hashem, and Moshe did not answer it back. This was the parasha of Nachleis. Rashi says, "Nenesh Moshe shloi zocha." That the parashas Nachos were not said to Moshe, at Shabu Ma'aslofon of Loyed Maloshe, Moshe did not know what to answer back, and therefore was written by Ibn Slofchod. Why didn't Moshe know these halachis? Because since he said these words of Hadavra Sheik Shemikem, it was like a Loshem Gaiva, he forgot Hilchos Nachos. And this Gemara says, no, Maskev Lor of Nachum by Yitzchok, Miksev Yashmiachem. Does it says like that Moshe said, bring anything hard to me, and I'll teach you? As if to say he was a guy with the sword that I could tell you everything? No. Ushmatib tziv. It just says that bring all your things to me, and I'll listen to you. That's what the prophet says. Moshe meant to say, Iga mirna gemirna. If I know the answer, I'll tell it to you, I'll teach it to you. V'loin, if I do not know the answer, azlino gemirna, I'll go and learn it. So Moshe did not speak a Russian of Gaiva here. He was just saying, tell it to me, the problem. And if I can answer you, yes, if not, not. So there's no gaiva upon Moshe's part here. El the Gemara says like this. The reason why by the parasha of Nachlois, Moshe was not zeichah, should be written by him. El Kedetanya, we learn like this. Ruya parashas Nachlois, shatikosav adei Moshe Rabbeinu. Really, all the halachas of Nachlo, by B'nai Slavchod, was supposed to be said through Moshe Rabbeinu. El shezochu B'nai Slavchod. But B'nai Slavchod, since they acted right, they had schusim, so v'nichtav al yadon, that the parasha of Nachlo was written al pi vehem, al pi b'nei Slavchod. And also similar like this was, that ru yehoysa parashas mekoshesh shepikosav adei Moshe Rabbeinu. The parasha of the person of mekoshesh that gathered wood together on Shabbos, that he was a mechalal Shabbos, that the locker is, that he chayiv misa, so that parasha should have been written adei Moshe. Elo, but when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says he did not know what the Nisa was, and he had to ask Hashem like said over him, because of the Mekoshesh. Eloshen is Chayiv Mekoshesh. So the Mekoshesh, he was Mechayiv. That he himself did the Avera, be Mechal and Shabbos. And the Klal is, V'nichtav Ayyadah, it was written by him. And this is the Klal that Lelamdecho, Shemegalgalin Choyva Aydei Chayiv, someone who did something wrong, he'll be punished back for it, he'll be Chayiv for it. And Uzchus Haidei Zakai. We give over Uzchus Haidei Zakai. So B'nai Slavchod, they were like Sehat Chusim, they were Zaycha that the parasha should be written by them. Now the prophet says, Tzivit says, V'yotzav eshoif techo, V'yisahi. You should command your shoiftim at that time. Uksiv, another prophet says, V'yotzav eshoif, V'yisahi. I will command them. Shall who's the going on? Rashi says, "Ksiv yatzave shoftechem, mashmesh es chachmehem, hizir lahadrich tibur b'mishpat ve'achukim akorchem." That you're supposed to be mazir, the chacham should be mazir the tibur. So, "Ksiv yatzave eschem, the tibur atzmon hizir, mahutzach laziram." Mashmesh two ways: that you have to warn the tibur themselves, and you have to warn the chachamim to warn the tibur. So, why is it said twice? Omer Reb Loz, Omer Reb Shamloi, Azor le Tzibur, Shetei Emes Dayan Aleim. That's one Azor, yes. The Tzibur has to be afraid of the Dayan. They have to know that there's a Dayan, they have to listen to the Dayan. There's such a thing as Mishpat. And also, the Azor le Dayan, Sheyispo es a Tzibur. That the Dayan also has to have Savlonis, has to take it easy, has to have patience with the Tzibur. To Paskin right, to take it easy, Masunim Badin, take it easy and Paskin the right way. So there's an azara for both ways, that the tzibra should be mekabel upon them what the dayan says, and there's also an azara that the dayan himself has to take it easy to have sablonis, to mekabel to the paskin the way the tzibra needs him. At kam, how much is this? Omer Rav Chonev Yitema Rebbe Shapsoi, Kasha Yisa Umen Esayenik, Same way a person that's nursing takes care of the kid. That's the way a dayan, a manig, has to take care of the tzibur. He has to take care of all the needs and have patience. Just like a whoever's nursing the kid takes care of the kid. Ksiv, it says, Ki'ata Tovi, it says by Yeshua, Ki'ata Tovi, that you will come in. Rashi says, Ki'ata Tovi, Ki'ata Sovi Yesom, it says, Rashi says, Mashma Gam Ata Kiecha Mihem, that you, Yeshua, will come to Israel with the rest of Klai Israel. So first of all, it says, Ki'ata Tovi, you will come with them, Mashma, you'll be just like anybody else in the Sibur. Ksiv, another part, it says, Ki'ata Tovi, that you will bring Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Mashma, you'll be the Shroah, Rashi says. Shroah Nei Galeim. You'll have the rulership. So it's a Sira. Amar Reb Yechanan Amalei Moshe Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, Ato v'yas kenim shebedor imohem. That you and this kenim with the door. Rashi says, Moshe Amalei is a kenim shebedor imohem. Al pi yamaseh maisa. And Moshe said, listen to the kenim, listen to the other people of the door. For let Tishur Aleim and don't rule over them. Do Kura the Chiata Tovai Moshe Omru. Moshe said this. And that the next pasuk says Kiata Tovi Sibalot Hashanishba to have a secha. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. But Omru HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu told Yeshua, Toil Matya, no, you take the stick, take the rulership stick. Vahachal Kadkodim, hit them over the head. Now it's Dovrachar. Dover Echod, Lodor, Vien Shnei Dvorin, Lodor. Rashi says, Dover Echod means Manig Echod. There has to be such a thing as one rulership. There has to be one ruler. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you, Yeshua, you're the Manig. You have to rule over them. Not that you end as a Canaan, but you're Barosh, you're on top of them. Tanim will learn like this. Zimun B'Shloisha. When you summon somebody to court, you have to be summoned by three people, by the Dayanim. Says, my zimun, what do you mean here by being summoned? What is the zimun? Elan, if you want to tell me, bircha zimun, it means we know there's such a thing as zimun also, when you bench, three people bench together, it's called bircha zimun. So when you have three people that ate together and they're finished and they're benching now, they have to bench for zimun. So maybe that's what it means, zimun b'shloisha. But then we know, Tanya will learn, zimun, or bircha zimun b'shloisha. It's two separate cases. There's one case, zimun needs three, and then there's a second case that the birchas zimun needs three. So what's this case that zimun needs three? Tichitema, maybe you tell me, purusha kama forish, maybe the Bryce is explaining itself. My zimun, you know what zimun means? Birchas zimun. But right, there's only talking about that when you bench, you need three people together to have a birchas zimun. Smart says no, for a time you will learn. Zimun bishloisha, and birchas zimun bishloisha. It says the word shloisha two times, mashmas two separate cases. That is a zimun b'shloisha, and there's a birchas zimun b'shloisha. The Torah says, Ela mai zimun, what does it mean, zimun is three, as mune ladin. When you go to summon somebody to bring it to din, you have to have the power that three dayanim told you to summon him. Rashi says, as mune ladino, bezdin shasholchen shluchim, labal din. If a bezdin sends a messenger to call you to court, shetzoyken olav lovoi, v'lodin lefneim, the shliach has to go and say, I'm summoning you to come to court because three dayanim want you to come. That's called zimun b'shloisha.
One person can't summon you.
Right. Well, one person could summon you, but he has to have the permission from three people. Because the dayanim sent a person, a messenger, to go get so-and-so to come to din. Who sent the messenger? It has to be three dayanim sent him. But says, Kiho the Yomarov, like Rava said, Hani beit losa dayna. We have three dayonim. The yasva, they're sitting together. Three also shlicha the vedina. Now the messenger of Bezdin went out to summon somebody. The yomer and the messenger said like this. Me too may dechad. One dayon said I should summon you to court. La yomakulum, that means nothing. Since you're only saying it over the name of one dayon, that means nothing. Ad yomer mishmei dekulu. On that told the shliach says over that the three dayonim told me summons you to come to court. Now, Hani Milu, when was this said? B'loy Yom Adedina. Not, let's say, like on Monday and Thursday, the days of the Dayanim. Then it's like a shliach, then it has to be said over in front of from three people. Rashi says, Yom Adedina means Sheini B'chamisha, the kind of says Ezra B'babakama. Aber B'yom Adedina less lombo. But this is the day of the din, then Mashmi, even though the even though you're saying over the name of one, then you could do it. About the Rebbe.
And like Rabbi Nachman explains that since it's a dov yiduhu, the biyom of the dinhu, tlosi yasvi. Everybody knows that one Monday and Thursday there are three people sitting there for din. So it's as if you're saying three people are calling you. And then the Mishnah says, Tashlume Kefil.
Sholach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda le Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. That Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu Yuturas. Dine Knossos Tekama. How many Dayonim do you need by Dine Knossos? So Dine Knossos Rashi says, Zeshe Mishalim Yesim Dinoi. Knossos, always we know, when you pay back more than you're supposed to. By Kefil, you're paying back double the amount. So Tekama, how many Dayonim do you need? So he asks back, Maikami Boile, what's your question? Who are Nan Tanan, it says clearly in our Mishnah. Bishleisha says clearly that Tashlume Kefil, if it's a question when you found the ganef and he has to pay back double now, that you need three dayanim. So it says clearly here that you need three dayanim. So what's your question? Elo, my question is like this. Yochid mumcha kemiboyle. What's the halacha? Could a yochid mumcha pask in the dina knossos? By dina mamnas also we had that you need three dayanim. However, if you have one dayan mumcha, he could pask in dina mamnas. What's the halacha by dina knossos? Is one dayan mumcha enough? Ela yochid mumcha kimi boyle. Doye dine knossos. Could he pass in the shalom dine knossos? Oloi, maybe not. Omulei said, I'll bring you proof also. I'll bring you proof of this also. Tenisu, we learned in our Mishnah. Tashlume kefel, vitashlume abov the chamisha mishloisha. And you need three dayanim for these two cases of knas. Now, my shloisha, what does the Mishnah mean to say he needs three dayanim? What type of dayanim are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me Shleisha had Yetis, I mean just three regular Dayanim, that's kosher Badinim Omnis. Mar says no. Omar Avua Diyavuk, your father said, your grandfather said, Mishmei the Rav, Afilu Asara, even if you have 10 Dayanim, but Vehain had Yetis, they're only normal people, they don't have Smicha, they're not Mumchen, is Tzulu Ladinik Knossos. They're possible Dinik Knossos. In other words, Dine Knossos has to have three Dayanim, which are Mumchen. Elo Mumchen. The Mishnah means, Knossos needs three, means three Mumchen. If so, Koma Shloisha, Mishnah says clearly you need three. So here's clearly that if you only have one Dayan, even though he's a Mumchen, a Rabbin, he can't pass the Dine Knossos. Dine Knossos needs three Dayanim of Mumchen. Only for Dine Mumchen we had before, that one Dayan Mumchen is enough. But for Dine Knossos, you have to have three dinim mumchen. He got smicha, mumchen, smicha. Smicha from Eretz Yisrael. Right. Chom moimrim moitzi shemra b'yetzim ha-shloisha. So machoikis the Mishnah, when the husband is moitzi shemra upon his wife, and then we find out that pashut the husband is wrong, that he was a moitzi she, he said his wife had to do this with somebody else. And then we came out, the husband was lying, so the husband has to pay you back 100 shkolim. So, chutz adini mamnis. So first Mamdi Yom said, it's enough to have the psak by three dayanim. The chum say no, moitzi shemra v'yesem shloisha. It has to be done in the bezna of 23. And what's the machlokes? The chum say, because it's possible, because sometimes you have a mis involved. That if it's true what the husband says, that his wife has nus with somebody else, then we'll kill her. Therefore, since sometimes the shalav dinim misa, therefore you always need 23. For the Gemara v'chiyesh, but dinim nefash is mahevei. Like, what do I care? True, if the husband is found to be right, then you'll need 23 to kill the wife. But here we're talking about a case where we found the husband to be a liar, that he was tam moitzi shemra upon his wife. So in such a case, he just has to pay 100 shalom. So there's no misa involved. So why should the chum say you have to have 23 dayanim? Why isn't enough 3 dayanim? Omarula says like this. Omarula, the Machloekis says, I'll tell you, the Choshen Laz Kaniflagi. Are we afraid of Laz or not? Well, people talk about it. That Rabbi Meir Sover ain't Choshen Laz. We're not afraid of what people are talking about. And therefore, it's enough to pass on the Shalom with three Dayanim. For Abon and Savri, no, Choshen Laz. We're afraid of what people will talk about. Therefore, you need 23 Dayanim. So Rashi explains. Rabbi Meir Sover ain't Choshen Laz. Ein choshishen shemu kashiyavo lebezdin. V'yot sahakul yishmu edim. V'yavoyu v'idu shezim satachtov. Like, why are we afraid true? Right now we're coming to Bezdin, and it's a shalom, the husband so far was caught to be a liar. So we want to be mechayev the husband money. So the Chumash goes to, so Rav Meir says, you can go to a court of three. The Chumash say, no, we're afraid though, once you go to Beis Din, so maybe Lazmi, people start talking about it, and maybe Taka two Eidim will come to Beis Din and say, yes, we know what the husband is talking about, that we know the wife was Zinsa Tachtov, and then she'll be Chayiv Misa. So Rav Meir says, I'm not afraid about this. Right now, we're passing the child, the husband is caught to be a liar, therefore it's a question of him paying money to enough three. But Chum say no, Cheshin Lalaz. We're afraid once you start the Paskin, even the Bezna three, maybe the word will get out, and maybe Edom will come and say, yes, we know the way this wife was Mizana with somebody else. And then they'll come to kill her. And so, you always have to have 23, a Bezna 23. Because it could come, Lidei Misa. That's what it means. Even though you're Paskin now the Shail of Mammon, but from money it could change over into a case of Misa. That's the Machlekes. Rabbi Meir is sovereign in Cheshin Lalaz. We're not afraid of Laz. Rabbon and Savri, Cheshin Lalaz. We're afraid, yes, that maybe the word will get out, and Edom will come in to say, we know the way she was Mizana. That's what Uli answers. Rabba says, no. Kula Yal, everybody agrees, the Laz Lechashin. No, we're not afraid of Laz. Right now, we caught the husband to be a liar, to Shaila, he has to pay you 100 shkolim, so we're taking him to Beis Din. It's enough to go to Beis Din of three, really. So what's the machlekes? Why does the Chum say you need 23? But the shaila for the COVID, for the beginning of the Yedis, of the Dayonis. What happened here? In a case like this. You know what we're talking about over here. Like first the husband summoned or went to a bezin of 23 because he was saying that his wife had this with somebody else. He thought for sure he was going to have her killed. So he went to a bezin of 23 and they found out that he's lying. So, or he couldn't prove it. The husband was not able to bring Edus. The Ivdut. And if so, they dispersed. The Edus dispersed or the young dispersed. The Yom Elohu. And the husband says back, you should know now, listen. Adainuli miyo dina mamnis. I want you at least to pass it for me. Dina mamnis. That mamnis is with three. Rashi is like this. Vyom ahoyo v'yem li edim. I don't have any edus what I'm saying. For donuli miyos b'shloisha dina mamnis. That means la sida ksubosa. I de atzmoi. I want her to lose her ksuba now. Why? Because the husband says she was mazana. The kind of learned the gemara in ksubis. Chachomim tipnu lem nois yisrael lem sula masayim. That's the tikkun of the rabbanon. That absula gets $200. Uli almona, mona. Vehem heminu. And the rabbanon believes the husband. Lihasid rapiv. That he has a right to lose her ksuba. Why? Why do we trust the husband? Like here, the husband says, I know for sure she was Mizana. See, although we can't prove it, he doesn't have Edus, we can't prove it the other way that he's lying either. We don't know. See, even though we do not know, so we can't kill her. But our co-part of me says, listen, I want you to believe me at least this much. I'm saying I know she was Mizana, that she should lose her ksuba. If it ever comes a case that I have to give her a gift, she should not get a ksuba. And the chomer believed the husband. Why? Gemara ksuba says, because it's a chazoka ein odim terech besudim masida, umasida. Rashi says, it's chazoka. A person will not work and make a big chasnam and then go and ruin it. So in other words, if the husband says she doesn't deserve a ksuba, it must be some truth to it. So we believe the chachamim, we believe the husband. Therefore, now he's saying, even though I can't prove that she should be killed, but I want you at least to pass and she loses the ksuba. So that's enough just three dayanim. So what's the machlekes? Rashi says, "So the b'shloisha doyin, b'shloisha is enough to have just three. We don't have to be afraid about the covid. That first he started off with 23, and then 20 of them went away, and only three left over. It's not so bad. For donan afilu b'shloisha, for abonin svar is no savri. Choshishin lachvar the rishonim obay kulu. That since you started off this din Torah with 23, even though it ended up now that they couldn't help you out." And you only need three, but since you started out with 23, they hold this covered for the Rishonim, you have to continue to do the Pesach still with 23. That's the Machlokes over there, if you need a Bezin of 23 or not. But only in such a case, that's what Robert says. Otherwise, if it's only a Shiloh we're bringing the husband, in the case where he was found to be lying, then about that's enough, to everybody would agree, three is enough. That's the Machlokes, Ula and Rava, would everybody agree three is enough? Where it says, Mason Avakasha. The Chum said, "Na Mishnah Tiboyi Mamin B'Shloisha."